Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is the Real Girlfriends of America, and we have Tawanda, Kay, and Corinne all on board. Everyone says hello.
Hey.
Tawanda, are you still with us?
Hi. I was trying to send the number to one of our girlfriends that didn't get it. Hey, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I love that song coming on. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be in tears. Drama. Drama queen.
So tonight we balancing. We're talking about balancing work and home life. So I know that a lot of us that's on the line, all three of us, this is something that we have to, work through, balancing work versus our home life, seeing that we are all career women, and we all have to, maintain either our business, our personal life, relationships, kids. Regardless of the situation, we all have to, try to figure out ways to balance it all and be that superwoman. And we're about to actually, it looks like somebody else has joined the line, so let me get them on the line. And it looks like, hello, new caller.
Hi, it's me, Catherine, a.k.a. Kat.
Hi, Kat, how are you?
I'm good. It is very hot out here in California, and I'm adjusting. And how's everyone doing, and how are you?
Good. And thank you for
joining California.
I'm good, too.
Nice. I'm glad. Glad to hear that.
And we were just about to start a call, so we were talking about balancing work and home life.
Oh, girl, yes. We must all have something to talk about with that. Perfect.
Yes. So let me ask you this. So do you think that it's harder to find a balance between work and home life do you primarily work from home?
No. I'm in tech. So, thank God, I can work from home on some days. Like, it's a requirement. 2 days out of the week, I do work from home. However, it can be tough to find balance, within home and work. But for me, I always tell people, if there's a will, there's a way. So if it's very important for you, you'll find a way to make work. Well, for me, workout, I always add the gym inside, all of my routine and home life together. And so it is possible if you really want it.
Kay, what do you think? Because I know that you do work outside of the home as well as work inside of your home as well. So do you find it hard to balance between the two?
I do. I find it really easy to, if I don't focus myself, okay, this is what I'm going to get done tomorrow. And then as soon as I wake up, I look at that list or priority plan that I have. If I don't do that, as soon as I get up, I can get distracted. I can get sidetracked. I might end up, if I don't have something planned, I usually have stuff in my calendar on my phone. That's where everything is on my phone. And so I'll go to my phone to look at my calendar, and if I'm not already focused, I might end up on Facebook for the next 3 hours. So I just find it difficult. Like, I have to focus myself, like, way ahead of time to make sure that I, like, keep on track.
Oh, and I understand that, because I'm the same way. I definitely have to have a schedule so that I can try to, you know, stay in line with what I have going on for the day. And we have somebody else that just joined the line. Hi, new caller. What's your name?
I'm Alyssa.
Alyssa, hi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we were just talking about balancing work and home. Now, do you work primarily in home, or do you work outside of the home?
I do a little bit of everything, so it all runs together, honestly.
Okay. And do you find it hard to try to separate the two?
You know, honestly, like a few years ago, it was hard to manage time and what I wanted to do and what I was supposed to be doing. But now it's kind of just like, you know, it's very routine for me. I spend most of my time writing, so that's what I do.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, sometimes you would have to, like, you know, try to make sacrifices, and especially when it's something new, then you just have to try to, you know, give it, try and error, see what works best for you, and you never know until you at least give it a try. And Tawanda, do you think that it's important to keep your home and work life separate?
When I saw, Corinne, that you were going to talk about this, I said, and this is Tawanda, I said, I hope that I don't get a grade on this, because I would have a big fat F, because I merge it all together. Home, work, business, everything. So, no, I merge it all together. I'm working from home. I'm working when I'm not home. It's all together, work, personal, everything. So it's hard to differentiate, because I can be at dinner and I'm going to get an idea or something I need to do with work, and I'm going to stop and write a note. I'm going to be sleeping and get an idea, and I'm going to wake up and write a note. So, yeah, I got it really bad. It's been like that for a long time.
Do you find that it's that you fall into distractions when you're doing that?
Oh, no, I'm definitely not distracted. I'm having a time of my life, because I learned a long time ago, when you do what you love and you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So, no, I'm laser focused. I'm definitely not distracted. And, no, absolutely not. That's definitely not my issue. My issue is I just don't turn it off, and I just love it so much.
Okay. And how about you, Kay? Do you find that it's easy to fall into unnecessary distractions while working from home?
I find that, especially like if I'm working on a new project, because, you know, right now I have kids, and right now the kids are not in school because nobody's in school. And so it can get distracting when I'm trying to focus on, you know, trying to get work done. But I have to stop for a minute, make sure that, you know, my kids are situated or they have what they need. And so trying to balance that, like, between being sort of, you know, like a house mom and, you know, a self-employed person, I have to, you know, kind of switch back and forth between the two roles.
Okay. And Kat, do you find it hard to work with from home if you had unnecessary distractions? Do you feel like that comes up when you're working from home or when you're, you know, trying to juggle the two?
Well, so for me, like, I'm actually a natural. I'm a multitasker. And when I say multitasker, when I'm a multitasker, I can literally, like, I can work under pressure. I can work, like, when there's a loud surroundings. Because I think I've also gotten this from when I was, like, a double major back in college. And I was working full time. And so I've gotten used to, like, work under any environment. So I've adapted to, like, working in a crazy environment. However, like, I can't I can't work like if I'm like at a loud concert, obviously, or like in a bar or nightclub. But regardlessly, I've always found a way for myself to like adapt to any situation when it comes to like multitasking and yeah.
Okay. And Alyssa, when you I know that you said that you work from outside of the home as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, do you find that to be easier than working from inside of your home to try to balance the two from your personal life and your work life?
No, honestly, it's kind of harder working out during this pandemic because people are crazy. They're in a rush. They forgot their manners. So I enjoy working from home, you know, than being out because the world has gone crazy right now.
I completely understand that, definitely. And typically, Tawanda, let's say when you did work a typical 9-to-5 job outside of your home, I know that it's easier to leave your personal life and your work life at home. But now that you primarily work from home, do you find it easier to do the same thing in theory?
Okay, well, you gave me a flashback with the 9-to-5 job, right? Kind of like a horror flashback. But it's funny because when I did work a job, and I worked like 9-to-5, 8:30, 4:30, whatever, when I left there, I didn't speak about that place until the next day. Like, literally. And you know how sometimes you leave work, they may say, hey, well, look over this, you know, look over this when you get in tonight, let us know tomorrow. I'm like, listen, I'm done with y'all folks for tomorrow. I'll look at that when I come in when you're paying me, but it's over with. And then I think I don't know if I was telling Lisa this or someone, but I remember like when I started working for myself and the first time when I quit my job, right, I said, okay, I know y'all think I'm crazy, but okay, so I quit my job and I had my own business and I said, I got my own business. I can sleep late. I can do what I want to do. And I was sleeping at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and then I was hanging out. And then after about a month or two, I said, oh my gosh, I'm not making any money. Because now that I'm working from home, I was home every day, but I wasn't working. I was chilling. So, needless to say, I had to learn how to work from home because guess what? Sometimes people think it's simple and it's easy to work from home. It's not. If you're not disciplined, you don't have balance, you don't have a routine, it's going to be like 5 years to learn how to work from home for real because I was hanging out. Mm-hmm. I was visiting people like, I don't have a job. And they were like, well, what do you do? I'm like, I don't know what I do because I'm not doing any work right now. So, yeah, now I'm focused. I'm super focused. However, yes, ma'am, it was a work in progress. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you for allowing me to have that flashback. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Corinne. Thank you for that.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yes, it is. Especially when you have to manage yourself.
I know. Because I was watching all the shows on TV every day. I was watching all the soap operas. When they go off, I go to the store. And then I said to myself, I can't keep going to the store every day because I'm not going to have any money. And then I would go to my meetings at night for my business. And they would talk about what we did today. And I'm like, I quit my job. I have my own business. And I was like, I think I need to start doing some work. Oh, and then I had to end up going back to my job, too. After like a couple of months, I had to go back to work.
Oh,
and then I tried it again a couple of years later. But it's okay. It's a process. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Experience reminds me of a time when I took a hiatus from driving Lyft. I had been driving Lyft to save up money to, you know, to try and get myself further situated in what I was doing. And I was like, I'm tired. I'm tired of, you know, just doing this, so I'm going to take a vacation. My little one-week vacation turned into 2 months. And, it,
And when I looked at her, I was like, you know, my bank account is looking thirsty. I should get back to work. And it took me, I kid you not, it took me 2 weeks to try finally get going regular again. Like, I had to, like, psych myself back into it. Like, I'm just going to give one ride today. I promise you I will get up and give one ride. And then the next day I was like, okay, I'm going to give two rides. So after 2 weeks, I worked myself back into full-time again. It took 2 weeks.
Hold up, hold up. You went on vacation and you were out for 2 months?
It was only supposed to be like a week or so.
My vacation was that? Oh my gosh.
You took a leave. That was a leave of absence.
That, listen, look, you must have had a baby. Like that was a leave of absence. 2 months off? You mean I had two babies? Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you. I need that love. Oh my
God. So, Kat, how do you feel with trying to deal with discipline when you're working?
How do I deal with discipline? So whenever I'm in any situation where I know I have, like, a deadline, okay, this sounds crazy. So, like, I also had a flashback now that I think of it. So, okay, so, like, in college, I'll give you an example. So I'm, like, on the side, I run my own business as well. Like, I do luxury events and stuff. This is aside my tech job because I'm a tech nerd. And so, when I was in college, right, what I used to do is, like, I would come from – okay, this I know this sounds disgusting, but I used to come from the gym. And then I knew that I had, like, stuff due by, like, 12, and this was, like, already 10 p.m. And so what I did back then, I used to, like, tell myself, I'm like, I'm not allowed to shower until, like, I get all this stuff done. And so what I do just in general now is, like, I set myself a goal, what I have to do, and I don't reward – I reward myself in the end, which means, like, I gave myself a shower in the end of completing, like, my task and stuff. And so – I'm literally like a horse with a carrot in front of it running. I need the motivation.
Right. Yeah.
And I did read that somewhere uh-huh. where it says that, like, when you're trying to, let's say, reach a goal, you should give yourself an incentive for reaching that goal. So let's say if you wanted a brand new pair of shoes, you say, okay, I'm going to work towards this goal. And once I reach the goal, I'll reward myself with those pair of shoes.
Right.
Oh, girl, yes, I do that all the time. Like, that's why, like, I'm shopping online on certain nights, and I'm like, okay, I did this week, so I definitely deserve that cute outfit.
Right.
Yeah,
but now, like, I realize, like, don't get me wrong, like, we all work hard in our own way, and we do deserve to be, like, rewarded, but it doesn't mean, like, okay, I finished this task tonight, I wrote a blog, maybe I'll go shopping here, or I deserve a drink, because if that was me, girl, I'd be wasted. But
see, I'm glad you understand. That's how I was feeling when I had my own business, and I was, like, chilling. I felt like I should maybe, like, chill for a couple of months before I started working. Yeah, I thought I deserved it. I still need to get money, though.
Right.
Before I didn't figure out.
Exactly.
One thing that I discovered about myself pretty recently, like, I was going through some health issues just because of stress, so I sort of had to change, like, how I eat. And one thing I noticed is that the way that I eat now actually helps me focus better, meaning, like, I don't know if you guys, like, when you eat, if you get super sleepy and tired. I don't know
I
would have lunch, and I'm thinking before I eat, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to get this done, today's going to be a productive day, and I would eat lunch, and then I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed, and I would get nothing done.
Yeah, that has to be
one
of the good. Yeah,
I had to literally change the way I eat in my day in order to be more productive. Like, I noticed that certain things that I eat make me sleepier. So when I'm working, I can't eat those things. Like, I have to keep a very strict diet now because I noticed that if I want to stay focused and not be sleepy when it's work time, I can't eat certain things.
Definitely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that's in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and I think one of you girls also mentioned something about being in a routine, and once you have all these things, like, in a routine, everything just seems to fall through, just like me. Like, you're going to hear me talk about fitness a lot, and I know, like, for example, like, if I don't get a workout in between my day or anything, or, like, before bed or something, I go nuts. And it's been, like, my stress reliever, my outlet, and my time alone from, like, all this crazy work nonsense at times, and even, like, home life. And so once you have some kind of routine and you find a way, like, your work environment just falls out totally, like, normal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think self-care is so important.
Yes.
I'm sorry. 150%.
Yeah.
And Alyssa, do you think it's possible to be successful and happy without separating your work and home life?
It depends on how ambitious you are, I believe. So yes, because I mean, I deal with a lot of things on a day-to-day basis, but I still have to manage, you know, working from home, you know, during this time, and then working outside of home. So I'm determined to be successful, and hell, I won't get no sleep until my job is done. So
that's right.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Now, how do you deal with having to turn off at the end of the night? So, like, when it's time to end work, do you find that easy to do?
To be honest, being a parent, like, my job is never really done. So the time that I do get is the time that people are sleeping. So, I mean, I should be sleeping, but I'm not. So I might get 2-3 hours of sleep a night because I'm always working. I always have something to do. And sometimes I feel like I'm behind because I just want to be ahead because it's always so much, and, you know, you can always do more, you know?
Like, yeah. I understand that.
And I know, Kay,
like, there's not enough hours in a day.
Right.
Never enough hours in a day.
Yeah, and I know, Kay, she's in a similar situation where you have children. Do you find it hard to turn off at the end of the night when work is ended?
Yeah, I usually don't get to sleep till maybe 1 or 2 in the morning because, you know, like Lissa was saying, the most work I get done is when my kids are asleep. Like, if I'm trying to write letters or do cold calls or whatever it is, well, I can't do cold calls at night, but if I'm trying to prepare, like, a list to call or whatever, you know, the easiest way to do that is when my kids are in bed. And so, and then not just that, but then you have to shut down the house, you have to clean up, you know, there's just so much that you still have to do when you're a mother. Like, you have to make sure that you clean the kitchen, make sure that, you know, put all the stuff away. And then once all that is done, then maybe you can get some more work done. So by the time I finally hit the sheets, I'm only going to sleep because my brain is so done with everything that I can't think anymore. Like, that's when I go to sleep, when my brain is just done.
No, I'm like that a lot. I will work until I can't think anymore, and I'm like, okay, I'm still going through the same process, so let me just go to sleep now because apparently I'm not getting anything new. And Talanda, do you find it balancing work and home life now is different versus how it was before the pandemic?
Well, the pandemic, yes, that's still going on, right? Okay.
Yeah.
yeah, that's crazy. Well, actually, and honestly, personally, I haven't had a difference in what I do because I work from anywhere that I'm at. When I first found out about the pandemic, I was devastated. Like, you know how when the year 2000 came in, they said when it went from 1999 to 2000, the world was going to end. And I know you all heard that, right? So those that heard that was wondering.
Yeah, Y2K.
Exactly. We were like, 1201, I think we're good. So when I heard about the pandemic and they were talking about stay home and schools were closing, I was like, oh my gosh, we made it past 2000 and it's 20 years later and the world's coming to an end because there's no way
right.
people are going to stay home. And then
right.
I was in the house for 3 weeks. And I think the first week I was devastated. So you know how you go through different levels of crazy, right? So the first week I'm kind of devastated. I'm walking around kind of numb like a zombie, like, I don't know what's going on. Can't go out. And then I think the second week I said, wait a minute. When life gives you lemons, man,
yes,
you
lemonade.
Start a lemonade business. No, you start a lemonade business. So then I turned up, and I've been turned up ever since. So I've turned this pandemic into an opportunity for greatness, and it has enabled me to meet so many incredible women like the ones on this call, and every day has been amazing. So I'm continuing to say thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe, keeping me sane, and giving me vision to be able to use it and take advantage during this crazy time. And I definitely continue to pray for everyone else because I know that a lot of companies are closed, a lot of businesses are on hold, and et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the opportunity and find something that's going to work and something that's going to be pandemic proof.
Right. And how do you feel, Kate? Do you feel like things has changed with balancing?
I think I've had to balance differently. I had to get involved in new types of ways to earn money. Like before I was, you know, aside from my writing, I was doing a lot of Lyft and Uber. And then I stopped for a very, very, very long time. I stopped because of the corona. And I didn't want my children to get it because they both have asthma, so they're high risk. So I had to, you know, find other things to do. I got into Instacart and Shipt, which is grocery shopping instead, and they're considered like essential workers. So, you know, and the good thing about that was I could take my kids with me to, you know, while I'm grocery shopping, I don't have to worry, okay, how am I going to get somebody to watch my kids so I can still make money? Like I was able to get them, bring them with me and still work. So I did have to find different ways to be creative and balance work with home.
Okay. And how about you, Kat?
So for me, like this whole pandemic, I've actually been sheltered in place, like working from home since like March 5th because I work in the Bay. I work in San Francisco. And so they were already like advising us to stay home or like work somewhere else besides office. And I'm not going to lie, I felt like I was low-key free because I was like, yay, I have full time out of my office. I can actually go to coffee shops and focus more because I like to change my environment from time to time. And so once they actually carried on the complete shelter in place, like for my county, I actually had to work from home like full time. And at first I was like, okay, so I'm working from home. A few of the gyms are still open. I'll be okay. But then when they, like, completely shut down everything, I was like, okay, I'm working from home, but, like, what am I supposed to do after work? Like, what am I going to do? I was like, my routine is off. I can't get a workout in. And so, like, I'm not going to lie. It did suck because no gym and, like, no going to coffee shops. However, like, I've learned how to, like, adapt to, like I said, during this whole call, adaption. I was able to adapt to, like, the environment. And so now, like, my current routine right now is that I wake up early in the morning. I told Tawanda this. I meditate in the morning, and I always, like, think about all, like, the positive things that I've gotten, and I put whatever I want, like, to miss universe, not the actual Miss Universe, but, like, I put it out to the world of, like, what I want, and, like, I've learned more stuff about myself, and so
that's wonderful too as well. I hate to interrupt you because we had such a great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
We have like 30 seconds before we end the call, this is a great conversation that we all had. I thank you guys all for sharing. I just didn't want anyone to get cut off. We have like 10 seconds left,
oh,
but
no,
thank
no,
you
no,
guys
no, no,
so
no,
much.
Good.
Until next time, read our call notes and you'll get all our information on how to reach us. But if you guys have any questions, visit us at realgirlfriends.org.
Oh, wait.